This is TWiT.
The FCC has voted along party lines to begin dismantling net neutrality. The 2-1 vote means the Federal Communications Commission has taken the first step toward repealing the rules that many internet freedom advocates fought hard for only 2 years ago. The rules had imposed strict oversight over ISPs to help prevent internet fast lanes, preferential treatment, and other measures intended to maintain a free and open internet. As expected, Chairman Ajit Pai and Commissioner Mike O'Reilly voted against net neutrality, and the only Democrat on the commission, Minion Clyburn, voted against the proposal, so voted for net neutrality, against the proposal to end net neutrality. So this is the first step, the first brick out of the wall, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. And the wall of net neutrality could crumble, and this is the first part, yeah.
Yeah, so it's called... Pai's calling this the restoring internet freedom, which is one of a big Burke chat groan over there. You didn't hear
it. A laughable name.
But you know, when we're talking after the show about this, and it was kind of like sort of the same as Obamacare. You could compare it to that a little bit, like the repeal and replace. Mm-hmm. So they're repealing it, and maybe we could replace it with something better.
I love the optimism. You know, I hate the repeal and replace ideas. What I'd like to see is we have something and it's not perfect. Let's make that better, but not abandon this not so bad thing that we have in the first place, right? So if they want to, if the FCC doesn't want to regulate internet service providers, fine. Make your case and then put pressure, as you suggested yesterday, on Congress. To determine who should oversee internet service providers and how and what those rules look like. Or, you know, if you want to shift it back to the Federal Trade Commission, there are different ways to do this, right? Killing net neutrality as it exists. And, you know, to be clear, you know, personally, I think that no preferential treatment for internet traffic is a good thing, a level playing field. That's the sort of thing that allows, you know, scrappy startups to compete with, you know, the big boys and girls of tech, right? And so if this gets away and there are financial hurdles and all these sorts of blocks and throttling and just lots of bad things, that's not good for anybody, in my opinion. There are some who would disagree, mainly internet service providers, right? So, you know, the question of who should be policing the way traffic is treated online is a very good one. But does it have to actually also include ruining and throwing away net neutrality? I don't think so. Mm. But of course, the FCC does.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking a lot about this after the show yesterday because I just got so flustered and just, yes, it's a big bundle of snakes. That's what it is. And I think my issue with this is I am an optimist. And I think a lot of this is like, well, this could happen and that could happen. And I just feel like, well, it hasn't happened yet. Let's fight for it not to happen. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can come up with like all kinds of crazy scenarios. What if, like, without net neutrality, a website, a totally fake news website, could pay so that their news, you know, they pay an ISP so that their news appears above all else, you know, all other news. Yes, that could happen. Is it likely to? No. So, I mean, what you're talking about, yes, the preferential treatment, the big corporations, you know, this and stopping innovation, all of that could happen. But let's try to work together to make it not happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if we are going to work together to make those things not happen, we might have to soon do it without net neutrality being in place. But along with this decision-making process that is being kicked off today, let's be clear, nothing has been decided and this isn't over by any means. It's going to be a long, drawn-out process. And right now, the FCC is open to public comment. So whether you're for the FCC undoing net neutrality or for them keeping things in place, no matter whatever your stance is, now is the time to weigh in as the public. Which is part of the process, too.
Mm-hmm. There was also some late breaking news. I don't know if you saw this, but I mean, as we've talked about before, privacy, net neutrality is pretty partisan, but privacy is often a nonpartisan issue. And Representative Marsha Blackburn, who is a Republican, she introduced a bill today that would apply privacy rules to internet service providers like AT&T and Comcast and companies like Google and Facebook. I haven't spent a lot of time researching it, but it does sound like good news, like these sort of privacy protections being something, you know, that is you know, Congress making laws around privacy protections for these big companies. So that's good news.
That definitely sounds like a step in the right direction. I mean, on most days, I like to consider myself an optimist, but when it comes to Congress, I feel like they don't move as quickly as they should. Maybe not tackling the right things, wasting a lot of energy, not necessarily representing the electorate the right way, all sorts of things. I'm full of complaints when it comes to our elected officials, but this does sound like a definitely a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.